We've been discussing Tfilas Kelim the last couple of weeks. I'd like to, if I may, just continue talking about Tfilas Kelim. A very geschmacka look, I hope, at the inyan of the brocha on Tfilas Kelim. You wouldn't have thought necessarily that there is so much to discuss, but the truth is there is an enormous amount of Torah on the brocha of Tfilas Kelim. The biggest question of them all is, why bechlal do we actually make a brocha on Tfilas Kelim at all? On Hagolas Kelim, we don't make a brocha. And this is the question that bothered Rishonim and Achreinim. Why is it that when we tovel a kli, we make a brocha? We'll see exactly with regard to why don't we brocha. And yet Hagolas Kelim, we don't. So for whatever reason, we don't make an Hagola, we shouldn't make on Tvila either. So this
you
question...
You said it could be Tvila as like a mitzvah regardless, whereas Hagol is just to take away the Israel.
Yeah, nachon.
What does it mean to a kli? The kli is already there, it's a bad kli.
So let's have a look at the Sefer Issa Veheta Ha'oruch, number one on the sheets, Klal Nun Ches. Umash Mevorchen Al HaTvila V'loi Al HaGola. And that which we make a bracha on Tvila but not on HaGola, Hainu Mishum SheHaTvila Hi Mitzvas Asei V'HaGola is a Mitzvas Lois Asei Shelo Lechol Neveles. There's a fundamental difference, says the Issa V'Hetzer, between Tvilas Kelim and Hagolas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim is a mitzvah lo yisase. Just avoid getting involved with the Issa of Nevela, because you have a kli which is absorbed with all types of Yisurim, you don't want to eat any of them. So in order to correct the problem that you have in front of you, you do the mitzvah of Hagolah. Whereas Tvila is a mitzvah asay. Is a mitzvah asay. And the Issa V'Hetzer compares Hagola to V'Hava Kenikur Gid V'Chelev. If somebody is Menaker the Gid, we know you're not allowed to eat Chelev, it's an Issa Deraisa. So, before you, after you've shechted the animal, before you go and sell it, obviously you have to do Nikur, you've got to clean out, check the Gid to make sure there's no Chelev there. And that, She'ein Mevorchen Olav, there's no Bracha on that. Why? Because that mitzvah essentially is just. Even if not a continuation, it's just to prevent the issa of eating chaylev and gid. Just like when you check your salad for bugs, you don't make a brocha because I'm not makayim a mitzvah now. I'm just ensuring that there are no bugs, and if there were, you'd take them out. So that's the issa v'hetzer. The issa v'hetzer tells us that when it comes to tvilas kelim that we do say a brocha because that's a mitzvah asay. Whereas Hagola is just merely a loisaseh and is like Nikur Hagid. Question is, it's a very difficult comparison for two reasons. Firstly, Nikur Hagid is not a mitzvah mentioned in the Torah. It just says in the Torah, don't eat chalev, so we understand automatically ourselves that in order to not eat chalev, you've got to take it out. But Hagolas Kelim, for whatever reason, is mentioned in the Torah. So we don't have a proof from the fact that you don't make a bracha on Nikur Hagid, so too you don't make a bracha either on Hagolas Kelim. I could turn around to you and say, you don't make a bracha on Nikur Hagid because it's not mentioned in the Torah anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the process or the mitzvah of Nikur Hagid. Whereas Hagolas Kelim, it does say. So at the end of the day, Hagolas Kelim is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's mentioned as one of a mitzvah in the Torah. Furthermore, and this is what you were addressing before, is what does that mean? The Hagolas Kelim is a mitzvah lo yisaseh, and Tvilas Kelim is a mitzvah saseh. What does that mean? So you'll tell me, because it means that the Issa of Nevela, the mitzvah of Hagola, is just to avoid the lo yisaseh, just getting rid of the problem of Nevela. Tvilas Kelim is l'chayr the same, you're just getting rid of the tumah that took effect on the kli. Remember, we've been discussing for at least 2 weeks now the Yerushalmi that tells us that when you buy a kli from a goy, there is some sort of tumah that transcends on this kli, which needs to be removed. So what's the difference if you're removing blias from a kli or a tumah from a kli? Why is one considered a mitzvah saseh and one considered a mitzvah loy saseh? So you're really addressing that, and you're telling me, no, because according to the Yeshuas Yaakov that we mentioned last week, that says that there's no issa really to use a kli before the tvila, at least min ha'teira. So clearly the whole mitzvah of tvila is not to get rid of a problem as such. It's tam a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put kedusha on the kli. Whereas hagala, you can't use the kli prior to hagala. Therefore, you're just removing an issa. That's not called a mitzvah saseh. That is just a mitzvah which is basically dependent on alay saseh. That could be what he means. However, it's possible to suggest our peer of Kiveiga, because you mentioned shchita. Shchita, we make a bracha. Shchita, we make a bracha. Says Rabbi Kiveiga, this is the last Maramaka on the sheets, number 40, and this is in Chulin, Daf Lamed Beis on Beis. Elo Vadai, says Rabbi Kiveiga. Haposhet. The alkol menias achilas issa. Whenever we are involved in a process which is merely there to refrain from being over an issa, ein mevarchin. You're not mevarch. So we don't make a bracha on nikur hagid, and you don't make a bracha on taking out toiloim from your lettuce. Aval al hatikun lahachshiroi mevarchin. But on a mitzvah where you are being machshe, where you are actually correcting something, then you do make a bracha. Vashani nikur, he says, when you have a gid, let me ask you a question. Before you've done nikur hagid, so you go to the base shchita, and you have a piece of meat which has chalev in it. If I would ask you, is this a chaticha di isura? The answer is no. It's a perfectly kosher, healthy, mutter piece of meat, which happens to have issa in it. So you take it out. But the item itself is not a chaticha di isura. It's a chaticha de hetera, which happens to have issa in it. So the mitzvah is to take it out. That's what he says. There's Rikvega Vashani Nikur. The bossa hoyama oilam heta. The bossa is perfectly mutter. Rakshim urav by chalev. Happens to have chalev mixed up in it. So what do you do? The havarak havdola ze mize. So you just have to separate the two. Masha'in kein shchita. Shchita, you're not just removing an issa. As in there's some sort of issa mixed up in the animal which you have to take out. No! Shchita shemesakein habosa atzmai sheyeh kosher la'achila. Prior to shchita, this piece of meat is not allowed to be eaten. There's a problem inherently in the meat which is not shechted. Come the shchita, and you have corrected the problem. You've now been mesakein the issa which was previously here. It wasn't just a side issue of there happens to be something not allowed mixed up with it, so you have to take it out. The actual bossa, which is not yet shechted, is inherently osa. And if it's inherently osa, the mitzvah of shechita is different in nature to the mitzvah of nikur hagid, because here, you are actually being mesakein the bossa. You are being machshe the bossa. It was previously a forbidden piece of meat, and now it is a permitted piece of meat. Whereas with regard to nikur hagid, it wasn't previously forbidden and now permitted. It was always permitted. Happens to be that there was a bit of chalev mixed up in it, so you take it out. That's Rabbi Kiveiga's chilek, to be machal between shchita, that you do make a bracha, and nikur, that you don't. If that's the case, we can say exactly the same. That's the difference between tevila and hagola. Hagolas kelim, a keli which is balua with issa, is a perfectly mutter keli to use. There's nothing wrong with the actual keli. It happens to be that there's blias of issa mixed up with it, so the mitzvah is to take it out. Whereas when it comes to tvilas kelim, there the keli is beside a klei tuma. Not that there happens to be something by the by mixed up with it. It is a different type of kli. It's a kli tomei. We don't understand the nature of this tomei, whatever this tumas akum is. So now that you have to do a maisa tvila, that tvila is mesakin the kli. Just like shchita is mesakin the behema. And maybe that's what the issa v'heta means. That when it comes to hagala, it's just a mitzvah loisase, it's just to avoid a problem. Whereas the mitzvah of tvilas kelim is not merely to avoid a problem, you're converting the whole kli. It's a different kli now. Before it was a kli tomei, and now it is a kli kosher. That's a different keli. It's a toir keli. That's like shchita sabahema. When shchita, you have converted the entire kli from being a clay, from being a behema which was osa to behema which is heta. that can't be compared to Hagola in any way, or Nikur Hagid, where there was nothing Issa essentially about the item, it just happened to have Issa mixed up with it. That's not a mitzvah, that's just taking care of a problem, and on that you don't make a bracha. Fine? So, we make a bracha on Tzvilas Kelim. What's the bracha we make? So, there are many shittas in the Rishonim. Lahalocha, the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is very bizarre, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you look at number 6 on the sheets, Yevarech al Tzvilas Keli, this is a Sif in Kufchov Sif Gimel, Yevarech al Tzvilas Kli, in the singular, V'imhem Shnayim o Yoisa, then Mevarech al Tzvilas Kelim, in the plural. If you total one Kli, says the Shulchan Aruch, then you say the Bracha in the singular, Tzvilas Kli. And if you table two Kelim, then you make the bracha in the plural, Kelim.
Do we paskin?
You're asking a good question, do we paskin? The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig is not this way. The minig is that you always say, Al Tfilas Kelim Loshen Rabim. It's mashmos from other places coming out as well. Fine. But I'll call Ponim Va'ifan. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it depends how many Kelim you table. You're doing one, you say Kli. Two, you're doing Kelim. And the question is, where else do you find such a thing? Where else do we find that the nusach of the bracha changes in accordance with how many mitzvahs I'm doing? For example, if you have to hang up a mezuzah, what bracha do you make? Asher kidishon mitzvah v'tzivonu l'kvaya mezuzah. And if you hang up 10 mezuzahs, you say the same bracha. You don't now say l'kvaya mezuzahis. Or if you shecht an animal, what bracha do you make? Asher kidishon mitzvah v'tzivonu ala shechita. And if you shecht 1,000 animals, you also say Allah Shechita. You don't say Allah Shechitois. So why suddenly, when it comes to Kelim, Tzvilas Kelim, do I distinguish between the Tzvila on one Keli that I say the singular form? And am I doing more than one Keli, then suddenly the Loshen Rabim? So I saw at least 2 svarim, but they want to say there's a very crucial chilik. You can tovel 2 kelim at the same time. You can't shech 2 animals at the same time, or hang up 2 mezuzahs at the same time. And therefore, bishlema, if you're being tovel many kelim, in as much that it's possible, even if you're not actually doing it, but in as much as it's possible to be matzpil all of them, bavas achas, so that's why we look at it as one act which has in it many components, many maisim, many mitzvahs of tzvilas kelim. Whereas you hang up a mezuzah, I can't look at this as being connected to the next mezuzah on the next door, because you can't possibly do them simultaneously.
So why not make a new bracha?
No, so you don't make a new bracha because you haven't been masiach das, there's been no hefsek. But I can't look at it as any connection between two maisim ha-mitzvah. I haven't been masiach das, one bracha can last continuously. It's a very big chiddush. Has a nafkamina on Friday night, by the way. On Friday night, what bracha do we make? Or what bracha do the wives make? Lahadlik Neir Shal Shabbos.
There
isn't Neirois. So you're going to be in for a surprise. Look at the Elio Rabba. Number 13 on the sheets, and Simon Reish Samach Gimel Chayim Levorich Neir Oy Neirois Shal Shabbos Perish. He says Keshemadlik Neir Echad Mevorich Neir, or Keshemadlik Beis Mevorich Neirois. Elo the Mashma Shom, he says, there is Mashma from others the Af Beis Yochel Levorich Neir, that you can say the singular Neir even on two. So here, you have a very interesting thing. The Elio Rabba is telling you essentially again, it should be like Tzvilas Kelim. You have one Neir, you say Neir. If you have two, you say Neirois. And he says, the Mashmos is of the poskim that no, whatever happens, you always say Neir, which is, by the way, what we do.
It's one light.
You have to have two.
So therefore, also for the Shabbos, probably you have to have two. One candle wouldn't be sufficient.
So 1 second. The truth is, Me'ikka Hadin, even for Friday night, you only need one candle. Me'ikka Hadin, Friday night, you only need one candle. The minig is to have two, Zocher, Veshomer, whatever the reason is. But according to the Svara that we said before, that if it's possible to do two acts simultaneously...
So the chalak should be two or three, not one and two.
One second. If it's possible to do two acts simultaneously... Then the bracha gets converted from the singular to the plural, like Tevilas Kelim. By Neirois, you can't be Madlik two Neirois simultaneously.
Why not?
Have two hands.
No, one hand.
You can't do three.
He does it all the wicks together, and one
light. You put them together and be Madlik them.
Yeah. Right, then you have
some. Essentially, that's what you do with Havdalah.
Right. So therefore you're saying it's very good that which the Eli Rava says, that if you're doing two, you should say Nei Reis. Yeah. Just like Tvilas Kalim, where because you can do two at the same time, you can do a plural Lashon. Okay, I hear you. Yeshua. Sorry, Daniel.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the singular plural. Don't we have in Sefer Shabbat, you say Bracha Shabbat, another one Shabbatot?
Yeah, but that's for a different reason. It's different Nuschois, by the way. Shabbos or Shabsois Menuchem. Okay, yeah, that's the Artsbrikas and Mitzvahs. What's the halacha? And we have many, many examples of this, and this is really what I want to concentrate on now for a few minutes. If you have a kli, which for whatever reason is a sofek whether it requires tefillah or not. It's a sofek. There are many, many examples. One is, for example, you have a mashkin. A mashkin is a pledge. A guy gives me a mashkin. A security. A guy gives me a mashkin. Now we know you're only chayev b'tfilas kelim if you own the kli, not if you borrow it. So the question, the Gemara has a whole shaila, if a guy gave you a mashkin and you're allowed to use that mashkin, do you have to do tfilas kelim or not? Is that considered yours? Is it not yours? The Gemara has a shaila and the Gemara leaves it unresolved.
It depends whether you're sharing with the mashkin or a shor.
So the Gemara distinguishes different types. The shemrim depends on the das of the person who gave it to you, but it's a shaila in the Gemara. Let's not get involved in the Pratim. It's a Shaila in the Gemara, and the Gemara leaves it unresolved. If you look in Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you have a Mashkanta, you have to table it. You have to table it. Why? This is the big, big proof that we paskin lahalocha that Tvilas Kelim is a Chid Do'iraisa. Therefore, what do you do when you have a Sofik? Sofik Do'iraisa Lechumra. This is the big proof. There are many other cases as well. The Ramah talks about a different case. There's another Ramah. All cases are sveikus. The halacha is you have to tovel a keli because sofek deiraisa luchum. What about the bracha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you look on number 7 on the sheets and number 8 on the sheets, says the Shulchan Aruch, mashkein akum keli Yisrael. Im nire bedaso akum shereitzel shoyke biyodin ton tvila. Don't make a bracha. Look at the Ramah, number 8 on the sheets. Yisrael shenosan kesef le'umon. Oivet kechavim lasis le'yemenu kli ein tzarech tzvila v'yesh cholkin. There's a big machlokes. So what do you do when there's a machlokes? V'yesh le'tovloi b'loi bracha. So once again, don't make a bracha on it. Why not? If Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra tells me that I've got to be matbil the kli, then why doesn't the bracha just follow on automatically?
The book of Betala is also Deiraisa.
Says the Vilna Gaon number 9 on the sheets in Sifkot Mechavav, Af Lamanda Omar Shehumi Deiraisa. Even according to the opinion that Tzvilas Kalim is Deiraisa, but Habracha Humi Drabono. The bracha is only a chiyav drabonon, the sveika lekula. The sveika lekula? Sofek drabonon lahakel. You have to remember, when you make a bracha of atala, there's a serious issue of being over an issa of leisissa, mentioning the Shema Hashem, the vatala. So because brachas are only drabonon, so we refrain from the bracha, even though you're mechuyav in the tvila. That's the halacha, halacha psuka. So firstly, the Pri Chodosh asks, he said, it's simply not true. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, number 5 on the sheet, Simon Samach Zayin, Sofek im Koro Kriya Shema. If somebody can't remember, he simply can't remember, has he said Shema today or not? Chayzer v'koyrei So he has to recite Kriya Shema again. Why? Because Shema is a Chiv Deiraisa, Sofi Deiraisa Luchumra, says the Shulchan Aruch. Umavarech Lefoneho Ulaachareho. And so too, he has to make the brachas before and afterwards, because he's not sure whether he said Shema. Says the Pri Chodosh, you see from over here, that whenever you're not sure whether you've performed the mitzvah Deiraisa, and Safek Deiraisa Luchumra dictates that you have to therefore go and repeat the mitzvah, so too you have to perform the brachas as well, because that's just a spin-off from the mitzvah. And in as much that Safek Deiraisa Luchumra has instructed you to do the mitzvah, the brachas follow on. So why don't I say the same with Tvilas Kalim? That if I'm not sure whether I'm a chuyav, well, if I apply the rule of Safek Deiraisa Luchumra, which tells me that you do have to be matbil lekli, then so too the bracha should follow suit.
It's not Birkas Mitzvah, right?
It's a shayla with the brachas and mitzvahs.
Well, you've got two suffix as well, haven't you?
One suffix. I'm not sure the whole lot what I've done.
I've got a suffix whether I've got a do to be or not to be. Yeah?
Oh, that, yeah. That's my only suffix.
A divabon. Okay, yeah. And then I've got a divabon and bracha.
No, that's one suffix. Is this keli mechuyev in tvila or not? The spin-off of that suffix is, obviously, do I have to make a bracha if I do table it? And the Vilna Gaon says, no, you take a big knife and you split down the two. You say, with regard to the mitzvah, you're chayev, suffix the reis and the chumra. But with regard to the bracha, now I'm wearing a different hat, suffix drabon on a kula. Says the Pri Chodesh, you see, not that way with Kriya Shema.
That could be the Mechlek, right, the Gron of Pri Chodesh, where the whole of the Birkas Kriya Shema is.
Yeah, but then it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says with Tvila Skel, oh, you mean how to learn Birkas Kriya Shema. Okay. Says the Pri Chodesh that it's not at all comparable. And he says a very big yusayit. Number 10 on the sheets. If you look at the second paragraph of number 10. Bram, he says, in actuality, Kad ma'ainus bo shapi, he says, when you look into it later, the whole kasha is a non-starter. Deheicha sheyesh sofik be'ikar hachiyav imachayav imloi. If the sofik is whether you mechayav, then lo yivarech misofik. Masha'enkein gaba kriya shema de gavra bachi yuva. Bevadai be kriya shema. Elo de mesapke le ikoro v'niftar mechi yuvoi oiloi. Says the Pri Chodosh, there is a very clear and simple distinction to be made when, on the one hand, in Tvilas Kelim, what's my Shaila? Whether I'm Bechalal Mechuyev to Tevel this Keli or not. In the case of Kriya Shema, every person is definitely Mechuyev to be Kriya Shema. I've just got a Sofik whether I've been Yetzer that Chiyev or not. It's a bit like Ein Sofik meets me Devadai. A Bori Veshema, Bori Odif type Svara. You are definitely Mechuyev when you wake up in the morning to say Kriya Shema and the Brachas. Definitely. Now you're scratching your head and you're thinking to yourself, was I Mekayim that Chiyev or not? So as long as you're not sure whether you're Mekayim that Chiyev, status quo. You just revert back to what the Chiyev was at the beginning of the day, which was to say it.
Given the quality of speaking.
Why?
One of the topics. I've got to say Kriya Shema, but I didn't.
Oh, sorry. That's the Pri Chodesh Vav.
And then the topic is, it is
100%, that's exactly the Vav of the Pri Chodesh.
There's a quality.
Enechnami. Where the topic is merely, have I been Yotze my Chiyav? I say, well, were you Mechuyav first thing in the morning? Yes. Until I know, otherwise you're still Mechuyav. Over here, it's much more fundamental topic. Who says I'm Mechuyav to table this Keli at all? It's Mechuyav Rishenim. Or it's a suffix in the Gemara, or it's 2 days between Gdele and Poiskim. There, the Chiyav is not, the suffix is not, have I been Mekayim my Chiyav? The Shaila is, am I Mechuyav at all or not? There he says, the brachas do not follow the mitzvah, and even though you're Mechuyav in the mitzvah, you're potter in the brachas. A very big yesod of the Pri Chodesh. Fine. So now we know that whenever you have a Keli, you're not sure, do you tovel it or not? What's the halacha? You tovel it, you don't make a bracha. Say the Rishonim, I've got an Eitzah for you. I've got an Eitzah that you can make a bracha on this Keli. What is that? Take another Keli. Fine. So I take another Keli, which is Bevadai Mechuyev B'Tzvila, and now I can certainly make a bracha. Moirai V'Raboisai, what bracha do you make now?
Keli or
Keli? Keli or Kelim?
Take two others.
So if you take two others, you avoid the issue, you say Kalin anyway, fine, Nishtavos Sereden. You take one other case, and now I have a vadai, chiyuv, and a sofik. If I would only have the vadai, at least in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you'd say kli. If I had to have two vadais, I'd say kelim. Now I've got one vadai, one sofik. Says the Pri Chadosh, have a look at number 11 on the sheets. Oh, yikna kli acher umashma, she yichloil, you would include kli ha-sofik in kli ha-vadai, bebrocha, v'yevorech beloshen rabim al tvilas kelim. Says the Pri Chadosh, even though you can't say that both kelim are definitely mechuyev in tvila, but because one is and you're making the brocha, suddenly you say loshen rabim. L'chayra, the pshat is. When I've got one kli, let's go back to that case for a moment. I've got one kli. I'm not sure, is it mechuyev b'tvila or not? We said, depends which hat you're wearing. If you're wearing my deiraisa hat, in other words, is there a mitzvah b'chlal? Sofei deiraisa l'chumra. Sofei deiraisa l'chumra, you're mechuyev to do tvila. Now I've got a new shaila. Do I have to make a bracha or not? That's a different hat. That's a drabonon hat. Sorry, sofei drabonon l'kula. We can't let you be over the issa of a bracha levatala when it's only a sofik at best, whether you're mechuyev to do this, and it's a sofik drabonon l'kula. If, however, I have no problem, I have no issue of a bracha levatala, why? Because I'm anyway saying Baruch Atah Hashem, because I've got one keli bevadai, then I've now circumvented the whole problem of the bracha levatala. So now I revert back to what? I revert back to saying, I'm mechuyev to do two tvilas. I really am mechuyev to do two tvilas. Therefore I can say kelim. It's just that normally if I have one chiyev, I say with regard to the bracha, who says you're vada mechuyev to do the tvila? I can't allow you to be over the issa of loisisa when it's only a sofik. But here, I'm not over the issue of loisisa. Why? Because not a sofik. I've got one keli, which is vadai mechuyev in tvila. So once loisisa is not an issue, I say, how many chiyuvim do you have? I have two. You can say kelim. That's l'chayah, the posh pshat in the Eliyahu Rabbah, in the Pri Chadosh. So, I want to tell you a story. There's a younger man in the Beis HaMedrash, who you've seen, you've definitely heard, Rami Fisher. Rami Fisher told me that he was once at a bris of twins in the presence of Rabbi Eliashiv Shliter. Now you have to know a bit of background to this. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's very clear cut halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We know, if you go to the Beis HaShechita, if you have go to the Beis HaShechita, how many brachas do they make? They don't make a separate bracha on every Shechita. One bracha and then they shecht. Fine, if there's Hesach Hadas or they go away for lunch, obviously you come back and you make a new bracha. What about two milos? The Moel is doing two milos, or even if they're two sons of the same child. The Shulchan Aruch says it's very straightforward. If you have a look, this is number 12 on the sheets. Yerideh Reish Samachei Hei. Mi sheyesh loish deitinoikis. If somebody has two children, Lomel, Yevareich bracha achas l'shneihem. Says the Ramah, v'im shnei hayolodim shel odom echad. And if they are both of one father, the fathers are twins. Ho'av oymeh lahachnisom bebrisay shel Avraham Avinu. The Moel makes one bracha ala mila, he does two brisim. The father makes one bracha, not lahachnisoi, and then again lahachnisoi, lahachnisom, the brisa shel Avraham Avinu.
That's the shift. Even if they're two mothers?
Yeah.
After the second bris then.
Oh, we'll see, when you make the bracha, we'll get to in a second. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now you have to know, the generally accepted minig is not this way. I remember once happened in the shul. Kornfeld had two brisim to do as a Shabbos morning a number of years ago. The minig is not like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Pisrei Tshuva already brings that the minig in Mitzrayim was to do one bris, then deliberately be masiach das, be mafsik, and that's what they did here. That they sang a bit and they said divrei Torah. 20 minutes later, they did the second bris, and then you make a second bracha. Fine. It's well known that Rabbi Eliashiv Shlita, he does not go without minig ha'olam. And he maintains that you should do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. One bracha on both brisim. Now, By the by, I'll tell you another story. It's a phenomenal story. This I heard from Rav Kirshenbaum once. Somebody had twin boys. He had two brisim to make, and he wanted to be mechabed Rabbi Eliashiv to be the sandik at one, and he bought l'chaim tovim. He wanted mechabed Rabbi Shlomo Zalman to be the sandik at the second bris. The problem is he was caught in a dilemma. Why? Because he knew that Rabbi Eliashiv's opinion is you make one bracha on both, and you do them both chick chuck one after another. So you'd have to be sandik at both. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman meanwhile holds that no, you make two separate brachas, at two separate milas, you can have two separate sandiks. So he didn't know what to do. So he said, I've got an Eitzah. I've got an Eitzah. He went to Rabbi Eliashiv, and he didn't tell him it was twins at all. This was before the days that you had to go to Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv was going to come to the Beis HaMedrash. He thought this was going to be a great trick. He didn't tell Rabbi Eliashiv Bechlal that it's twins. He said, I had a baby, I'm making a bris, I'd like Mechabed the Rav to be a sandik. And he thought that fine, this is going to work great because Rabbi Eliashiv is going to come. They're going to make a bracha. He'll be a sandik. As soon as the bris is finished, Rabbi Eliashiv is out. He doesn't hang around. And then 10 minutes later, we'll do the second bris, and that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman can be the sandik. Great plan. Fine. Vayehi hayom. Rabbi Eliashiv came along. They didn't tell him that it was twins at all. They made a bracha. They did the bris on that first child, and indeed, Rabbi Eliashiv left straight away. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was there at the time. Rabbi Eliashiv left immediately. 10 minutes later, after having made a hefsek, they were mechabed Rabbi Shlomo Zalman at the second bris, second bracha, second bris, second sandik, clockwork.
But
a few months later, this young man got a position as a rov somewhere, and he must have had kesher, must have had a connection with Rabbi Eliashiv, the father of the twins. So he went to Rabbi Eliashiv. He said, "Listen, I'm taking up a position somewhere. I'd like you to give me a letter of approbation, a letter of hamlotza, just they should know who I am." So Rabbi Eliashiv said, "Why, what position are you taking up?" He said, "I'm taking up a position of a Rav." He said, "Well, presumably that means you're going to have to paskin halachic shailas." He says, "Yes." He says, "Really? What would you paskin? How many brachas on twins then?" Apparently this is a nice shayla. As a man thought he could pull a fast on Rabbi Eliashiv.
That's a humor, he's got
it. Rabbi Eliashiv knew exactly what was going on. He chapped good and proper that... Fine. Akoponim, that's the story.
But
so now
he played along with it.
Yeah, fine, that was a story. Akoponim, Aifans, now back to our story. So Rami Fisher tells me, he's at this bris of twins. So Rabbi Eliashiv was a sandik for both, fine. So he says there should be one bracha. And I hear there were no tricks, there's no games, one bracha. So he told the moil, Rabbi Eliashiv, to say one bracha al hamila, do the first child, and immediately do the second child. And he told the father, you make also one bracha lahachnisom, loshen rabim, as it says in the Ramah, after the second bris milah.
After the
second bris, nothing in between. So Rami Fisher asked him a gewaldige kasha.
Asked
Rabbi Eliashiv Shliti, he said, I don't understand. We know that the rule is, and we're going to spend 5 minutes explaining the kasha, but Rabbi Eliashiv was a two-word question and two-word answer. We know the halacha is generally, there's a famous principle, when do you make a bracha on mitzvahs, over lasi osan, prior to the performance of the mitzvah. You want to shake a lulav, you first make a bracha, you then shake. We first make a bracha, then we blow shofar, then we sit in the sukkah, then we eat matzah. That's the general rule.
Except the shofar.
That's not a brichas on mitzvahs. Brichas on mitzvahs we're talking about. Brichas on mitzvahs. The exception to that is, one of the exceptions is machnisa brisa shel Avraham Avinu. How does it work always? If you're in the shul, you'll notice the Rav gets the child ready. He says his bracha prior to the mila, because the child is already quickly says the bracha ala mila. He starts cutting, and then, and only then, the father says the bracha of lahachnisah brisa shel Avraham Avinu. Why? So the answer is because of a famous yisoid of the Ravid. If you look at number 3 and number 4 on the sheets, the Rambam in Hilchas Isha says, "Kol hamakadosh isha, whoever marries, bein al idei atzmoi, bein al idei shliach, tzorech levorech kodem hakidushin." You've got to make a bracha prior to the kiddushin. Kederech shemavorechim kodem kol mitzvahs, just like you make a bracha prior to the performance of all other mitzvahs. Says the Ravid, it's not true. Number 4 on the sheets, ein on oimrin came. It's simply not true. Elo makadesh v'achakach mevarech. Rather, you first marry and then you say the bracha. Why? And here comes the big yisaid. V'hatam, mepnei shahadova tolui b'das achirim. She'im timoshecha isha v'loy tirtze lekabel, hari habracha levatola. V'zeh hatam, says the Ravid, lebirkas ha'av shemavarech lachnisei bevrisei shel Avraham Avinu. Says the Ravid, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's one type of mitzvah where I am performing and I'm not reliant on anybody else. I shake a lulav, I don't need anybody else's involvement. So, what do? Say the bracha, perform the mitzvah. Whenever you've got a mitzvah which involves a second party, and I'm reliant on someone or something else for the performance of my mitzvah, you can't make the bracha prior to the mitzvah. Why? Because you might not do it. Maybe you'll go up to the woman and you make a gamsa birkas kiddush, and then she'll say, on second thoughts, I've decided I'm not marrying you after all. You just made a bracha levatola. And it's not within your control. When it comes to lulav, now it's true, anything can happen. Maybe the lulav will suddenly explode. Fine, it could happen, but it's at least in my control. I want to now shake lulav and nobody's going to stop me. But if I have to perform a mitzvah which I'm reliant on somebody else, I can't say the bracha until the mitzvah has been done, because maybe at the last moment something will occur. Says the Ravid, that's why lachnisa bevisa shel Avraham Avinu, you can't say before the Mila. Why not? Because I'm not doing it. The Moyle's doing it.
There's no son, he does it before.
Oh, so if the Moyle were performing his own son, maybe it'd be different. But when I'm watching the Moyle do my son, if I would now stand up and say, Bracha Lachnisei, and maybe suddenly the Moyle will say, oh, sorry, I've just got to pop out for a moment. So I've just made a Bracha Levatola. So because you're reliant on somebody else, you cannot now go and make the bracha until the mila has been done. Fine, that's the opinion of the Ravid, and that's what we pass in Halacha L'maisa. Frek Rami Fisher to Rabbi Yashiv Agoenis. That's all fine and well when you're talking about one child. If you're talking about one child, one bracha, we'd love you to make the bracha before the mitzvah, like all mitzvahs, but we just can't, because maybe at the last minute there'll be an accident and the mitzvah won't happen. But in the case of twins, where the moel has already done one bris milah, so let me now make the lachnisam in between, prior to the second bris.
There'll be a hechsik between the bracha and the milah.
No, it's not bracha, because every bracha is supposed to be before the milah.
No. If I make a milah, do the bris, then the father says his bracha, then I do the second milah, I've got a hefsik on the first.
No, it's not, because you see from the Ravid not that way. You see from the Ravid that essentially I'd be very happy for the moel to say ala milah, for the father to say lachnisoi, and then do the bris. Except what? I don't want you to say lachnisoi, because maybe the moel will cancel. But if not for that, he's very happy to have the two brachas and then the milah. That middle bracha is not a hefsik, it's one continuation.
Right.
It's one continuation. In which case, he asked, if we always prefer you to do the bracha prior to the milah, I understand that you can't do the lachnisam prior to the first one. But once one has already been done, now it can't be a bracha levatala, because the moel has actually done the bris. So say lachnisam prior to the second bris. Now he asked that in about four words to Rabbi Yashin. He said, oh, wait, for you the Raibur, there's bracha levatala, here's not a bracha levatala, you've already done one bris. Ad kan, the kasha to Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv answered back in one line. He said, no, of course it's a bracha levatol.
So,
why? Because the bracha is
lahachnisam.
And if it's lahachnisam, so you have the same chashash. Maybe the moel will pull out, and you've just gone and said lahachnisam, made a bracha levatol.
But we said with Kli and Kavlin, if it's a suffix.
The kasha is, I asked Rami Fisher, how does that stem with a prichadosh? The Pri Chadosh says that if I've got two kelim, one of them I'm chayav to tovel and one I'm not. So we explained, once I've got rid of the bracha levatola issue, so I say that what? So say kelim. Technically speaking, kelim is not necessarily the right bracha, because who says you are mukhiv in this second keli? But it doesn't matter, because the concern was only ever with the bracha levatola shaboy. There's no bracha levatola because one keli is vadai chayit. So you might as well say kelim. So here also, If there's also definitely no bracha levatala, because you've got to make a bracha, he's mulled one of the children. So why should the nusach of lahachnisam now make it into a bracha levatala? That's a kasha I had 6 years ago. I looked in my notes again this week and I discussed
it. Of languages, he's mulled one of the children. You've used Hebrew and English in the same word.
Sorry. Mol es benai. This is a kasha that he told me this story. I asked him this kasha. I didn't have an answer 6 years ago. 5 years ago, I discussed it with him again this week, and l'chayret shveh. Maybe yesh l'chale between Mila and Tfilas Kalim, but it's a kasha to think about. Okay, so what do we say today? There's a chila between Hagolas Kalim and Tfilas Kalim. We do make a bracha on Tfila, but not on Hagolah. And the suggestion was because Tevila is a mitzvah where you're actually being misakin something like Shechita. Whereas Hagolah is just a problem prevention. It's just getting rid of a problem. You're not actually changing anything. We said another very important halacha, that the Nusach, according to Shulchan Aruch, changes from Keili to Kelim, which is very unique because we don't say that with other mitzvahs. We don't go from Mezuzah or Mezuzois, or Shechita to Shechitois, or Mila or Milois. Fine. Then we said another halacha, that whenever you mechuyev to tovel misafek, you've got to do the tefillah, but you don't do the bracha. Safek drabonon lekula. Bracha levatala. We said, finally, if you've got another keli, so you can make a bracha now, so the Chodesh says, now you can say tefillas kelim. And we explain, because you no longer have the issue of bracha levatala. The question is, what about in the case of the bris? Where here I've got two brisim to make, it's true, but there's also no bracha levatala because the first one has already been performed.
So what bracha do you make? Plural.
So say lachnisam. Why not? So Rabbi Yashar said, no, you can't say lachnisam because if he pulls out on the second one, then the word lachnisam will turn out to be incorrect. That's a bracha levatala. The question is, no, but who says that the nusach habracha will make it into a bracha levatala if lemaisa, I am muchayev in this bracha? At least on one, same as Tvilas Kelim. I'm also only Mukhid in one, and I was allowed to say Kelim, Misafik. This is also a Safik.
But Kelim, you can do two things at the same time. With Mila, you definitely cannot do two at the same time. There are two.
Say that, but Maisa, it's a Safik. It's a Safik. Really, whenever you say Lachniso prior to the Mila, it's a Safik. Will this be a Bracha Levatola or not? If the Moel does it, you're fine. If the last minute he pulls out, you're stuck. So it's a Safik. So again, I've got one Vaday Bracha and one Sofik child. I've got one Vaday Keli and one Sofik Keli. And the Prichodesh says you can say Keli. Kasha to think about. Okay, we're going to take a short break in Mitz Hashem for the next 3 weeks, Ben Azmanim. And all being well, but is Hashem Yisborach, we will hopefully resume Elul. I think it's Erev Shabbos Pashas Shoftim. Just 4 weeks today, Mitz Hashem.